The following podcast has been prepared for VCE Business Management 3-4 classes. Please use with cautions, and if you have any concern, refer to the study design or contact your teacher for further clarification. So as you study, commute or exercise, put those headphones in, pump the volume to 11. It's time to explore the world of BizMan. So let's get down to business. As managers undertake the planning process, there are usually five stages that they undergo. Stage one involves identifying and setting the objectives. What do they want to get out of this planning process? Where do they want the organization to be? Stage two involves analyzing the present situation and looking at future opportunities. So we now know from stage one, we know where we want to be. We want what objective we want to achieve from this planning. Stage two involves looking at what the organization is currently doing and what could we be doing in the future to get to this set objective from step one. Stage three involves developing and evaluating the alternative. So we brainstorm all the ideas on how we can achieve that objective. Okay. And stage four involves choosing and implementing one of those alternatives into a plan. So this is where we actually start undertaking the processes so that those objectives will be met. Stage five is where we monitor and review the results from the alternative that we chose and the plan that we implemented to make sure that we are meeting the objectives of the organization. This five stages of planning is quite cyclical in its nature, because from stage five, once we review our results and monitor our results, we might have achieved the objective, so we might need to set a new objective and head back to stage one where we set our next objectives, or we might not be meeting our objective, so we need to go back and reassess some of the alternatives and maybe implement some other changes as part of our planning process. Stage two involved analyzing the present situation and future opportunities. And how businesses undertake that is what's known as a SWOT analysis. And this is the process undertaken as part of strategic planning. SWOT analysis stands for strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. So when we're looking at our strengths, we're saying it's anything that the organization is good at. Anything it does well, all the good points the organization has that promotes the organization and makes it strong. So as an LSO, when we're undertaking our SWOT analysis, our strengths are what we should be embracing. We should make sure that these maintain and remain as our strengths of an organization. Weaknesses are those that aren't working well and need to be changed. It's anything the organization needs to work on and develop in order to improve. So the weaknesses are those areas that we need to improve so that they become a strength, or we need to get rid of so that they're no longer a weakness in our organization, because that's what's holding us back from being a truly great organization. Opportunities are the ideas and potential that make the organization grow. It is anything that provides the organization with the opportunity for improvement. So as an organization, when we're undertaking a SWOT analysis, opportunities are those things that we should exploit to make the best for our LSO, to make the best possible outcome. Threats are anything that may stop, hinder, or provide a barrier for what the organization wants to achieve. So threats are those that we need to manage and make sure that they don't impact on our organization too much. When we're looking at a SWOT analysis, strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats, it's really important to distinguish between the four categories of a SWOT analysis. Strengths and weaknesses are internal to the organization, and management can control these and capitalize on the strengths and build on the weaknesses. So strengths and weaknesses are internal. Opportunities and threats are external to the business. Management cannot control or influence these factors. Therefore, managing these external factors is key to ensuring that the plan is successful. So it's really important that we do distinguish between the two. Strengths, weaknesses, internal to the organization. Opportunities and threats are external to the organization. As identified before, planning is not something that is set in concrete. It's a living and breathing document that changes and adapts to the needs of the organization. Because we're working in such a fast-moving modern business world, globalization, 24-hour markets, etc., it's really hard to have a plan that's going to stay in place for the 12 months without some minor changes or even major changes needed to be made. So a new style of planning is being developed and adopted by many LSOs to be responsive to the changing market conditions and the opportunities that may arise from it. As such, there are much more shorter planning periods in organizations, or they have what's known as a rolling planning period. So it's always 12 months in advance, but every month they're adding another month to the end so that it's always looking 12 months in advance. So it's a rolling document. It's a living and breathing document that can change. Like I said, it's not stuck and set in concrete. And due to increased business competitiveness in the market, it's important that everyone in the organization, everyone knows what the plans are in the organization so that they can achieve the outcomes of them. As such, plans and objectives of an organization are no longer documented using a formal document process. There are many other forms of communication to explain the plans through the use of visual, audio, and many other interactive ways to encourage the employees to adapt and embrace the planning of the organization. So as a key management role, planning is the one that sets the goals, sets the objectives, and sets the agenda of where the organization is going to be heading. It's such an important key management role in business management. Looking forward to our next podcast, we're looking at organizing, then we'll be moving into leading and controlling as our key management roles. We'll see you soon. That's it for the podcast. We'll catch you soon.